Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
We're back. It's the Irish Embassy pregame show on TSN 690. Connor McKenna with Mitch Gallo and Rod Francis. David Trentadue is in studio helping us out, doing an outstanding job as always. And very happy we get to send a couple of listeners to the Bell Center. It's a great event on Sunday. It's a nice way to kick off Super Bowl Sunday. My favorite thing is doing the post game before the Super Bowl. I love doing that. My favorite. Part of the broadcast on TSN 690 is in the box at the first intermission. He is off the cuff from 1 to 3, and he is a one half of Habs Lunch. You might even argue he's 60%. Of Habs Lunch from noon to one on TSN 690. His name is Chris Nyland, and he joins us right now. Nux, how you doing?
Good, Connor. It depends if you're talking about body mass. I might be only 20%.
I set that one up, but lobbed it right down the middle, and you knocked it out of the park. Well done, sir. So, is it a rivalry? The Habs and the Rangers. Does this qualify for you as a rivalry at this point?
No, I don't think so. Again, I think I know what one is. I've been in the middle of a couple of them. I would say it's gotten nastier. Okay, I think the Montreal Canadiens look a little bit different at the Rangers now than maybe they did before. I remember not too long ago when the Rangers. I'm not going to say they were a pushover team, but the last 15 games, the Rangers have won 10, Canadians have won 5. The last playoff series, the Rangers won. There was a day, you know, that the Rangers just couldn't beat the Canadians, especially in the playoffs. And that has changed, but I don't think that will qualify it for a rivalry. And, yeah, the thing that happened with Price, yada, yada. But just not enough nastiness, not enough gore for this to be called a rivalry.
You know, Chris, when the Canadians play the Rangers, it seems like they have a lot of trouble using the speed that usually makes them effective. I know, having watched games with you, you're not a big fan of the way the Canadians exit the defensive zone. Is their breakout the reason why they have trouble getting speed through the neutral zone, specifically against a team like New York?
I think it's part of it, but you know, if you look, the Rangers are really good in the neutral zone against the Canadians. They take their options away when they get the puck. And see, the Rangers have pretty strong defense, too. So when they stand up and they end up taking away the wings who go way up to chip and chase, they often get back to the puck. And the Canadians have a tough time to get that puck back because physically they can't overpower range of defensemen. Yeah, it'd be nice if they get there quicker, but they lose a lot of their speed coming through the neutral zone because you get so far up the ice, you're standing still. And, you know, they didn't adjust to it in the playoff series. That's for sure. I mean, we saw it in the last game. They were frustrated. I mean, if by game six, you can't have made the adjustments to solve what they're doing to you, well, you're not going to make the adjustments. You never will. So you just keep going with the same system coming out against them. You're going to be done. So I'm anxious to see this evening if they change anything as far as the way they come out against them, because the Rangers do a hell of a job to the neutral zone against them.
There's been some talk, and something we've been throwing around here, Chris. Look, outshot 42-26. We know. I mean, this is not by design. They don't want to be doing that. And it's not usually as bad as it's been for the last two games. The Nashville game in particular, at one point, 26-6, the shot totals there when Nashville went up 1-0. But what do you think about this? Is there a switch to be flipped? That's sort of what Lars Eller was saying in practice yesterday, that it's okay because they were there in the playoffs last year. They know what they can do. And so that's why they're not worried about these types of things happening right now. Do you believe that? Is it like a switch?
I don't believe they know what they can do and, oh, we're going to do it again. No, Lars Eller got to understand that you don't get as far as you get in the playoffs every year. Just because you went to the conference final last year don't mean, oh, next year we're going to the final. No, you might not get out of the first round. And then what is he going to say? Well, I guess we didn't know what to do. Here's the deal. What I happen to think will happen, even though they struggle in the first period during the regular season, I know that when the playoffs come around, each guy on that team is going to be so much more focused to start games. The intensity level goes up, and that, I believe, will change. They may still get outshot in the first period, but I don't think you're going to see what you see during the regular season come playoff time as far as getting outshot.
Are they tough?
There isn't really a switch, but the switch that will be is that playoff hockey is so much different than the regular season.
You know about toughness, Chris. Is this team tough enough? Do they play tough enough for your liking?
I just don't think they are. Be honest with you, I just don't think they are. I mean, come on, are they tough on defense? Alexei Yemelin, tough in the sense that yeah, he hits, but he's been struggling. Brandon Prust is tough up front. Gallagher, yeah, he battles and does all that, but really those big forwards who can control the puck, who can skate, who can own the boards in the offensive zone, own the corners, own the front of the net and battle and stay on their feet and do it. I don't think they have that yet. I know they want to work toward that, but I don't think they're there yet.
Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.